Do you know my favorite thing about this time of year?
I arched an eyebrow and looked up from the trashy magazine, fixing my co-worker and friend, Marvin Potts, with an expression that spoke of polite interest, despite the fact that I knew his question would have an annoying answer, and I really had no interest in hearing him wax poetic about whatever goofy thing he was about to say.
Nudity,
Marvin answered, refusing to give me a moment to form a question.
That's why this is my favorite time of year.
His eyes sparkled as he stared out the front window of the Monitor, the Macomb County newspaper we both worked for. We were both essentially done for the day, but couldn't leave, which was both painful and exasperating. Our boss was holding us captive because he was going through one of his outdated efficiency phases. He believed making us stay at the office until the end of our shift, instead of leaving early if we finished all of our tasks, would actually make us purposely take on more work. Yeah, he's an idiot. I love him, don't get me wrong, but he's an idiot. As far as bosses go, he has a good heart and generally allows me to do whatever I want. Within reason, of course, because if I'm not fettered with rules, I tend to resemble something akin to a fraternity boy with an all-access pass to free beer and porn. But there are times I wonder if he was dropped on his head a few too many times as a child.
Are you even listening to me?
I focused my attention on Marvin, doing my best to pretend I wasn't agitated with his tone and bored with his choice of topics. In truth, Marvin is one of my best friends. I enjoy his antics on a normal day. That would be a day when I'm forced to stay in this building because I haven't finished my work, mind you. But this was hardly a normal day. No, this was an abnormal day. This was the day before an extended weekend. Yes, that's right. My name is Avery Shaw, and I'm a reporter who is about to have 3 whole days off in a row. That's essentially like being a unicorn. A reporter with more than 2 days off in a row? Yeah, that's a mythical beast. What does that mean? It means I've finished my work and have several days off in a row to enjoy the 4th of July holiday weekend. The last thing I want to do is spend any amount of time listening to Marvin's various theories about life. So far this week, I'd had to listen to diatribes about why only white men should be able to drive, a treatise on the fact that women say they want nice men but really want jerks, so he's going to take a class that will allow him to unleash his inner jerk, and a painfully intricate conspiracy theory about how the government is watching him. And that's why the woman behind the counter at the laundromat always gives him the evil eye when he stops in to pick up women before the weekend. The fact that those women might actually be teenagers, he's bad at guessing ages, never entered his mind. Am I listening to you? I forced myself to remain calm. You've spent the better part of an hour explaining how the laundromat lady is actually a Russian spy. As if Russian spies are still a thing and they would work at a laundromat. Why would anyone possibly go to the laundromat in this day and age? Marvin is one of my favorite people, but we fight as if we're Kardashians and the people who try to keep the Kardashians from cameras. And occasionally free swag.
It's not my fault that we're stuck here for another 30 minutes,
Marvin hissed, narrowing his eyes.
If you would talk about something other than the fact that you just moved into a new house and your boyfriend is hunky and hot, I wouldn't have to take up the conversational slack.
Oh, well, that was rich. I've never used the word hunky in my life.
Ha!
Marvin made a loud barking sound and extended his finger in my direction.
I knew it!
I had no idea what he was talking about.